Before I start, first of all, I would like to express my attitude towards this event because I've just came back from the UK where I've lived for a long time. And while just going back, I've been wondering how you guys doing here in Finland, because we know that economy is in recession at the moment. We've got a lot of problems between, like, with Russia at the moment. And yeah, I've been just thinking whether we've got any work at the market. So I'm back right now. I'm very happy and very glad to see that, like, too many people have gathered here today, and we all serve the same purpose. We try to make our Finnish business more effective on the Russian market. So we do serve the same purpose here. So my name is Uljana Ristikartano. I'm a future BBA graduate from Jyväskylän ammattikorkeakoulu. I'm going to graduate in 2 or 3 weeks with second class honors. So I have already written my thesis, so I'm just like, I'm finishing everything. Besides that, I'm a teacher of psychology. I've graduated from Moscow. And besides that, I'm a freelance teacher translator. So I do speak 3 languages too, as most of us here. Over the last 5-7 years, I have accomplished plentiful researches related to social issues, legal issues, tax issues, business issues. I've got plentiful of them. And today, I would like to probably go through 2 of them that I have accomplished recently there in the UK. First of them was about nepotism brotherhood concept in Finland, Russia, and Britain. And another one is about share of technologies and human resources in international business operations in small and medium enterprises in Britain, Russia, and Finland. And 2 concepts that I would like to go through today. Yes, the first one, we have actually talked about it for the whole day today already, but I wanted to go through it again. I would like to put an emphasis on that. So you can see the concept business as an acquaintance network. We all well know that in Russia, everything is based on contacts. Everything is based on relations. Everything is based on friends. So, and no matter what aspect of life it concerns, it might be personal issues. For instance, when you have to make an appointment to a doctor, what do? You call your friend. And some friend of yours knows by some chance that doctor. And through that contact, you get an appointment to a doctor. This is the way it works in Russia. Another way, another aspect, personal employment. So it's much easier to get employed when you know somebody. So you can get some time for interview from somebody of your friends. And this is the concept of hairy hand. Have you heard of it before? Hairy hand. So this means it's easy to get employed when you know somebody in some company from inside. And another one, which is mostly interesting for us at the moment, is business issues. So we all well know that it's necessary to participate in different events, meetings, negotiations, conferences, just in order to make our product known, to present our product in the best possible way. But we do not quite realize that in the Russian market, the concept of brotherhood and contacts is in a different scale. It's just really scary. So when you go to participate in those events and meetings, it's not a tool itself. It's just an opportunity to get contacts and, let me be frank, to acquire friends. So the thing is, just when you're participating in those events, the company which is interested in expansion of its business on that Russian market has to do everything just in order to get as many contacts as possible, and then later on to try to make a further contact with them. So the thing is just, hey, that. So events are not tools themselves, but opportunity to acquire friends and proper acquaintance. And then, when you participate in those events, the best piece of advice for those people who are interested in making business in Russia is to pretend to be a newbie in something related to local issues, whatever it might be, whatever you are interested in. It might be cultural issues, it might be business issues. So you have to show interest and ask the person of whom you're interested in to provide you with more detailed information about subject. Over drink and supper, you definitely have to ask that person over, like out for drink, in order to acquire friendship. So the formula for this concept is that the more friends you get, the more effective your sales will be. The more friends you get, the more beneficial your business in Russia will be. So don't miss that opportunity. And also about my latest research, one of those companies commented upon this issue that we tend to rely on a company of whom we have heard before. You mentioned that before that we need references, we need contacts. We tend to believe in a company of whom we have heard before from our partners, clients, acquaintances, and friends. Otherwise, they do not tend to rely on those companies who is trying to contact them, who's trying to work with them. And another comment from another company was that the person who tries to contact us has to look trustworthy. So it has to be open-minded and show the real interest in our culture, in our business issue, but first of all, in our personal issues. So the thing is, in Russia, you have to try to get under the skin of the person of whom you're interested in. And through those personal issues, they actually, most of those companies, they mention personal issues. So we have to be interested in personal issues, show your interest. And through that personal issues, you can build trust for your business issues. So the formula is, more friends you get, more effective your sales will be. And another one. This is one from my latest research I have accomplished just 2 days ago. This research was huge. It was about 160 pages. I haven't been looking for this cultural component, but it was just so obvious in my research, so I just couldn't avoid it. I have to share it with you today. So the lack of cultural awareness. According to my research and just statistics, most of Russian companies do not realize that they're dealing with different culture. They just do not. They do realize that they're dealing with different culture, but they do not realize that different culture may have a different way of dealing with things. It just comes out of the blue all the time. And the reason for that, they do not realize that they're dealing with different culture, is that historically, the Russian Empire, Soviet Union, then the Russian Federation has always been multinational society, multinational country. And in spite of being multinational, all those cultures, they have always been sharing same beliefs, values, mentality, language, and which is most important, their way of dealing with things. And when Russian company goes to operate on the global market, it just doesn't realize that different culture may perceive the same issues in a different way than they do. From this arise conflicts, misunderstandings, and a low efficiency. We don't want to have that. So in order to prevent this low efficiency of our business, we have to be, piece of advice here, we have to be prepared to explain the way we deal with things in our country, in Finland in this case. And which is the most essential is to understand what are exactly those differences between the way of dealing with things in Russia and in Finland. So in other words, you have to be culturally prepared, aware, educated. And besides that, definitely you have to explain how you're dealing with things in your company. So in this case, you will have a chance to improve your efficiency and to avoid those misunderstandings, annoyance, irritation and low efficiency. So I've got a lot of issues to talk about. I can talk for hours. As you mentioned before, we've got the same nature in this context. But after conversation, we decided to pick up two most important issues that you might put your interest in. And, first of them is that business is an acquaintance network and a formula. More friends you get, more effective your sales will be. And you can acquire those friends through those events, conferences, and exhibitions. And another one is lack of cultural awareness. Be prepared. The Russians do not understand that they're dealing with Finnish people. In this perspective. So I think I've covered everything here for today. If you've got any questions, please go on.
We all know something about Russian stereotypes, about Finnish stereotypes of way of doing business, but what about British ones? You said you did researches about British business society. Mm. Can you give one example of how?
That's interesting because I have found that I've been asking about like 100 companies recently, and I can tell you straight away that British way of dealing with things in many aspects very similar to Russians. The reason for that, historically, they've been always invading different countries. Sorry, but this is just true. And in their perspective, just arrogant would be a wrong word, but just fortunately, we don't have any British here, so I can say that. They're a little bit arrogant in that perspective, that they believe that if English is the most common language worldwide, if their culture is most widely known worldwide, they don't need to understand different culture. So they bring their culture like upon everybody. They bring their culture here, so you have to accept that, whether you want it or not. It's actually the same thing with Russians. And Finnish people in this perspective are very different because, just again, historically, Finnish people, they have been always trying to understand how to live, how to preserve their culture while having very close contact with Sweden first and then with Russia. And besides of being like part in Sweden and Russia, they have managed to preserve their own culture. So they know how to work between cultures. They're very tolerant, very open-minded. This is a just major difference between Russian, British, and Finnish entrepreneurs. That's it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else? I'm sorry that I have compared British and Russians. They're different, but in this perspective, they are quite similar, I've got to say. Thank you. Thank you.